The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening to The Commuters.
Hi, Mom.
We're actually recording our podcast right now.
We're in the middle of recording, Mom.
No, we can't leave now.
Change the meaning of being a commuter.
This is Rocio and Serena,
and you're listening to The Commuters.
Welcome back to The Commuters, the podcast about TMU life, one bus ride at a time.
Today's topic is home life as a commuter.
So let's get right into it. So why don't we start off by telling our listeners a little bit more about our home life, our relationship with each other, and our culture for them to get to know us a little bit more.
Yeah, so we're cousins, as you guys might know, and we both have Argentinian parents. So the culture is the same, and I guess our families have the same values.
Mm-hmm.
So that ties into like a lot of the same rules.
Yes. Right? We're very energetic, yeah. Very passionate, and crazy sometimes. And in a good way.
Yeah. We both have younger sisters, yes. Too. So our family's very much like everything together and like dinner together.
Family events, dinners, holidays. We're always spending it together. Just get-togethers on weekends, mm-hmm. Hangouts.
Yeah.
We're all very close. And like you said, we have a lot of similar values and rules, especially when it comes to us as being commuters as well and just our home life in general, right?
Yeah, for sure. One big rule or a big thing is curfew, right?
Oh, 100%.
So my older sister, she moved to Italy, and I can see the difference now, because back then when she was in university, or like me compared to me, if we go out at night or we're at school, we have a late class, my parents are texting asking what time we're getting home for dinner.
Oh, yes.
Where are we? But I find that like for people who live on campus or like that don't live with their parents at the moment, the parents don't really care. It's more like, okay, yeah, like check in once in a while, but it's not like...
I feel like that ties into like freedom, right?
Yeah.
Like you're saying, I feel like as if my family, my parents, they're texting me nonstop, like, did you get there? Okay. Are you on the train? Did you eat? Are you coming for dinner? Where are you? Right? Like it's consistent, right?
Yeah. And I feel like it's gotten better over the years, but when we first started uni, like it was crazy.
Yes. All the time. Phone calls every sometimes 10 minutes in class.
They'll
Mom,
call me
I'm
in class.
I'm like, I can't right now. Like, I'm in class. But you do notice with people who are living down here or just near campus or in a dorm that they have more freedom, more independency when it comes to that specifically.
Yeah. My friends literally told me that they don't have a curfew, obviously.
Yeah, like if you tuned in to our episode 3, where we were talking about home life versus campus life, our guest, Christina, specifically talked about that as well.
Yeah, so I think that's a big thing, curfew.
What's your curfew time?
Okay, so over the years, obviously, my parents have gotten a lot more flexible. At the beginning, they're like, please come home at 12. But my parents aren't too bad with curfew because they'll say a time because it's like, oh, we're your parents. We have to give
yes,
you a time.
Yes, yes, yes.
But like, I can always push it. Like, they don't actually care. I'll be like, oh, the subway's delayed.
I just think it depends on the situation. But when it comes to like classes, there's always delays, right? Yeah. Train, subway. So that's more understandable. But outside of school life, I definitely think the curfew is more strict there.
They also, I don't know if it's just my mom, or I feel like it's like a common thing where moms like can't go to sleep before you get home.
Yes.
So if it's like 2 a.m. and I'm like, yeah, like I'm still like, we're out still. She'll be like, well, come home because I can't fall asleep.
Yes.
Or she'll complain the next day and be like, I had to stay up because you were out so late. I was like,
but it's
can
like,
go to sleep.
Mom, go to sleep. Yeah, I feel like that 100% happens with me too. They're like, yeah, for you, you can come back at that time, but you're also taking away my time. And I'm like, I understand, like, as a parent, you're going to be more concerned, but I'll text you. I'll call my other friends if you want. I'll text my other friends. You have my location, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
I guess I get it. Because they're parents and they're going to worry.
Another aspect that I was thinking about, do you ever feel guilty when you have a late class and you get home late? So in terms of like, okay, you're home late, your parents are already going to bed, your siblings are already going to bed, you can't really have a conversation with them, or you miss dinner with them. Because I know for both of our families, dinner, like having dinner together is a really important like aspect and a big value, you know, family bonding.
Because it's like the only time me and my family can actually talk.
Yeah, so sometimes I feel kind of guilty.
But they'll wait for me for dinner.
Okay, now you're making my family sound like assholes. Maybe because... fun fact about our culture is that we have dinner really late. In Argentina, dinner is around like 8 p.m. sometimes, maybe 9.
My family has it at like 10 sometimes.
I think my family's definitely improved on that.
No, yeah, mine too. Like now we have like 7. Yesterday was 7. I was like, okay.
Good improvement. But no, for example, I have a class that goes until 9 p.m. and I have to wait until my 10 p.m. train. So I don't get home until 11 p.m. So my family's not going to wait until 11 p.m. to have dinner with me, right? The next day they have work or my sisters have school, right? So sometimes I feel kind of guilty and I know it's not my fault, but it kind of shows you how much time commuting takes up of family bonding and having that moment to just catch up with your family, right?
Yeah. I guess I'm lucky because my mom finishes work late. So by the time I get home, and I don't have like really, really late classes this semester. But by the time I get home, my mom's like just finishing work and I guess I don't lose too much time.
But for me, it doesn't happen every day. It's just when I have really late classes. I have 2 days of the week where I have really late classes. But then other times, if I'll get back from school, especially at a time like this where we have a lot of projects, a lot of assignments, our semester is ending, I feel like I get home and I get straight to work, right?
Yeah, like I'm not really like talking to my family much during this time, but
and I love talking with them and telling them about my day and stories, commuting stories, school stories, campus stories, right? And it's just hard because you have so many other things to do.
Yeah.
So I definitely think like balancing school life, commuting life, and home life is such like a big skill as commuters, right? Because that time that you're commuting for, hour and a half to 2 hours for us, for example, that's like taking away time to like catch up with like your family and just bond with your family and do things as a family or even responsibilities. Like, for example, like I was saying, my class ends at 9. I take the 10 p.m. train, so I don't get home until 11. And I don't have the car on Mondays, so I have to have someone come out of their way to come pick me up, right? That's already, that's late, right? My parents wake up pretty early for work, so that's already taking some time out of their way to come pick me up. Because my trains only come every hour, unfortunately. So,
and if you have to take the bus, it's going to be like an hour or more. Or sometimes there's not even a bus.
Exactly. Or it's just really dark out and I have to walk a lot or wait a lot. Yeah. It's easier for me to be picked up. But I understand how it's also a little bit out of my parents' ways because they must be tired from work, right?
Yeah, especially
if they have to wake up early. But I got home. And then my sisters are already in bed or they're already like dead asleep. And I remember my sister's birthday is coming up, everyone. Woo!
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow.
Yay. Happy early birthday, Lara.
And, you know, she had texted me before like, hey, when you get home, I want to talk about my birthday party because she's planning for it. And I got home and she was dead asleep, right? Mm-hmm. And that makes me feel kind of bad, right?
Yeah.
Because I wake up the next day, she's already in school, I'm headed to school, right? And I understand, like, maybe today or sometime this week we can talk about it more. But especially when I get a text like that, and as an older sister, right, like, I want to be there for her and, like,
aww,
help her with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that happened. And then I'm having my lasagna by myself at 11:30 p.m. with my dog watching me and begging for food.
I had lasagna yesterday.
No way.
Okay, one thing. Our families always eat the same thing. And yesterday I had lasagna.
It's a coincidence. It's not planned.
That's so weird.
How do you feel about home life and balancing your schoolwork?
I think that's a big thing that I have an issue with. Like,
me too.
When you're living at home, you're kind of cleaning after everyone if you have a chore or something like that, right? People who live alone, you're just cleaning up after yourself, right? Mm-hmm. So it's almost like you can manage when to clean and stuff.
Exactly.
But at home, it's like, oh, your parents are asking you to do something. You have to do it, right? And so it's difficult explaining, oh, like, I can't really do anything right now because I have an assignment to finish,
or
right?
It's like, I need to finish this assignment first and then I'll get to it. But, you know, you're living as a family at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And you not doing that at the moment can affect other, yeah, you know, can affect other people in the family. So I find it pretty difficult sometimes, especially when I'm, like, packed with work, assignment after assignment, yeah, due each day,
right?
Because
I want to help out.
Exactly.
I want to, like, help around the, yeah, house and stuff.
Or sometimes it's like, oh, you haven't been here all day, right? And as a commuter, sometimes I'm like, my commute, I try to explain to them, my commute takes up so much time. And in that time, you know, I could have been doing all this, right? I could have finished my project and helped out with this. But no, I have to get home, settle down, finish it, and then do my chores, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes it'll be really late. But it's, I'm like, I have to finish.
Yeah. It's a lot of time management.
100%. Yeah. Commuting helps a lot with time management, I think. That's definitely something that I've learned as a commuter. One last thing I was thinking about is boundaries. So on campus, you know, you have your own space to work. You have a lounge. You have places to have lunch. But at home, if you're doing work, especially if you live with a big family, someone's either, like, opening your door every 5 minutes or asking you to do something every 5 minutes. How do you feel about that?
My room is right on top of... So the basement has my dad's music room. He's like,
oh my God.
The bass, the sound literally vibrates all the way up to my room.
Boom.
And then the middle floor is the piano. Mm-hmm. So my sister is playing the piano. She's gone into playing the piano now. She's singing, playing the piano. My dad's downstairs doing his music stuff. It all comes up to my room and I'm like, guys, please. I'm like using Alexa. Alexa, make an announcement.
Guys, keep it down.
Or like my sister. She loves to sing. She's into, like, musicals right now. She's singing all the time and blasting music everywhere. And I feel bad telling her to, like,
stop
singing because she loves singing.
Keep singing. We love you.
Yes. But it's so difficult to focus, even with my door shut, even with, like, my AirPod cancellation things. Like, it's a lot.
I have a similar situation. My dad might get embarrassed if I say this, but I'm going to say it anyways. He has an obsession with a karaoke. We got a karaoke machine for my birthday party last year. And
that's so funny.
When he's done work, he has to sing a song on the karaoke. Sorry, Dad.
I love that. No, I would tell him to put the volume up.
No, hear
me
out.
Every, like, day?
Hear me out. I love it. Yes, almost every day. I love it.
Wait,
but it's always right when I'm, like, stressing that I have, like, a big project or I'm in a meeting, I'm like, hey, guys, warning. My dad is just, he's in the background singing. Don't mind it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's a big thing. When I'm in, like, group meetings or something, someone will come in, like, singing or, like, talking or call me. Be like, Serena. And I'm like, sorry, guys.
It's hard, though. Especially, you know, because it's a family, right? Right?
Yeah.
You're living all together. It's not just you by yourself.
You can't just tell people to stop making noise.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and
it's hard.
I think that really ties into how we thought about, you know, what life might be like living on campus or in a dorm in first year, right?
Yeah.
Because as a commuter and, like, living at home, there's so many advantages to it, but there's also a few cons. But at the end of the day, it's something that we've been learning about, right? And I think we've both definitely improved since first year.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so it's time for this week's transit tale. So every week, we share the wildest, weirdest, and most unforgettable commuter stories from us, our friends, and you, our listeners. This week, one of our listeners, Abril, sent in her transit tale on Instagram. Here's what she had to say.
So last week, I was on the train heading to campus, half asleep, and clutching my coffee like it was my emotional support animal. The train was packed, and I ended up sitting beside this girl who was reading the exact same book I had in my bag. I noticed, she noticed, that I noticed. And we did that awkward commuter eye contact thing before she smiled and went, wait, are you reading this too? We ended up talking the whole ride. Turns out we were both stressed students and go to the same school. By the time we got to our stop, we'd exchanged Instagrams and promised to meet again. Now we study together once a week and talk about books too. Honestly, it was the nicest reminder that the commute isn't always a drag. Sometimes it's where life throws you a new friend.
Aww.
Wait, that's so cute.
So nice. You know, that kind of reminds me of this one situation at the start of this semester where I was taking the GO train. It was a Friday morning. I was really tired, too, because I had a 9 a.m. class. So I was taking the 7:40 train. And I got on the train. I sat down. And this girl around our age, I would say, she goes, hey, can I sit here? And I was like, of course. Like, you don't have to ask me. This is like a shared train. It's not my, I don't own this train, right? So she sits down. And like 3 seconds later, she goes, hey, like, I really love your outfit. Because I was wearing like a matching brown set with like my brown shoes, right? And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. And she goes, no, like, I actually love it. Like, where did you get it? Like, I love your style. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
So we started talking about clothes. She was also wearing something, a really cute, like, burgundy set, I remember. And we started talking about clothes. And then we found out we both go to TMU. She was a first year. And she was telling me about her first year experience. And we were actually talking about commuting life and how she did find it a little bit difficult. She was telling me a little bit about her few horror subway stories for sure. And
oh my goodness.
That's why she started taking the GO train. And we talked for the whole train ride and like just clicked. And now we take the Friday train together every Friday, same 7:40 train. We take it together. We just catch up about our week. We always get Starbucks, and then we both go to our classes. We separate and go to our classes. But it was
That's
just
so
like a, such a sweet moment. And I also found out, small world, guys, that she used to go to the high school my sister is currently at. So
no way.
Yeah, we live super close to each other, too.
That's such a coincidence.
Yeah. But I agree with Abril. Like, it's so nice to have these moments as a commuter, right?
Because yeah, like you're not alone.
Yeah, you find like a friend and you can commute with them and talk about your school life, your commuting life, your home life, everything. Especially if you click and bond, right? But that's very nice. Thank you, Abril, for sending it in. And remember, you can send yours too.
Anyways, thank you for listening to our episode. Hopefully you could relate too if maybe you live at home and have similar experiences and scenarios. And we hope you enjoyed today's episode.
Yes, and be sure to tune in next week for our final episode of this season. Little sad, I know. But we've had so much fun doing all these episodes.
So much fun.
Who knows, maybe there will be a season two. Who knows?
Who knows?
But we will talk more about it next week. And if you tuned in to last week's episode, you will know that right after this, we are going to Aroma. Thank you so much.
At TMU, getting there is half the story. And this podcast helps.